devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today comes from Psalm 34, and I'll read through verse 10. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lion suffers want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Now, I know that pizza is delicious, but it's another thing to bite into a Supreme Papa John's pizza fresh out of the oven. And I can know that Beethoven is a genius, but it's another thing to put on a good pair of headphones and sit back and listen to his 7th symphony all the way through. And I can know that my children love me, but it's another thing to walk in the door after a long day at work and have them yell, "Daddy," and run to give me a hug. There's a difference between knowing something and experiencing something. And some things are meant to be experienced. So it is with God's goodness. It's one thing to know that God is good in an academic sense. God is A, make-believe, B, indifferent, C, good, or D, a moral monster. Well, I know this one. It's C, good. Well done. We might echo James and say that the demons know that God is good and shudder. But David invites us to do more than just know it. He invites us to taste and see. According to my Bible evangelical commentary, this is not a small nibble or a tentative taste, like when we tell our kids that they need to try a bite of their broccoli. What's indicated is a drinking deep. The psalmist says, if you will drink deep, you will in fact experience the goodness of God. There is no doubt in his mind that if sought, God will reveal his goodness in the life of the believer. This is a theme throughout the scripture. We see it in the Old Testament in places like Jeremiah, or in the New Testament in the Sermon on the Mount. If you seek me, God says, you will find me. It's like Pastor Andy said on Sunday, God is both able and willing to save, and he draws near to us. We only need to draw near to him. Well, in what ways do we experience his goodness? Well, one, by God's working in our lives. We see here in Psalm 34 that David is at least in part praising God because of his deliverance. David was in a dangerous situation. God heard his cries and answered him. We also experience God's goodness by living life according to his ways. David's encouragement is to taste and see that God is good. That's followed by an encouragement to fear the Lord and to trust him. God knows how we function best, and when we walk according to his rules, we experience that blessing. And we experience God's goodness by encountering him, the God of heaven, the God who is there. He is glorious and beautiful and powerful and amazing simply in who he is. So let's agree to drink deep of who God is. Let's throw ourselves into his word, not out of pure obligation, but out of a desire to experience God's goodness. Let's spend time in prayer, laying our questions and our concerns at his feet and asking for an experience of his goodness. Let's spend time in worship, praising God, worshiping God, lifting our voices, shouting. Some things are meant not simply to be known, but to be experienced. Psalm 27:13, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Psalm 34. We thank you for the encouragement to seek you, that we might find you, that we might experience your goodness in our daily lives. And we know that as we keep our eyes open, as we seek after you, we will find you. We will experience you. We will know that you are good. Thank you for the promises of your word. Help us to do it. Help us to take you at your word. For your glory and our good, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.